It is good that you and I can come once again, and again it seems like time is just going by so fast, and it's like we were just here not long, and now we're back here again. And I thank God for that you and I can come as a body of believers, and as we can open up into the Word of God and know that God is wanting us to know more about Him, and we do that through the Word of God. And so if you have your Bibles today, I'd like for you to turn with me to 1 Corinthians, the third chapter, beginning with the first verse, 1 Corinthians 3:1 of the New Testament. And I'm doing a series called Rooted and Rising. And this is sermon series number 2. And the title of my message today is a question: Are you a spiritual baby? Are you a spiritual baby? And I talked about last week that there are times that babies need a bottle and that they need baby food, but eventually they get older, they grow, their body grows, and they no longer need milk, and they no longer need baby food, but they need solid food. And so as we look at this, we talk about how that we need to be rooted spiritually in the Word of God, and how that we need to be spiritual believers in knowing that things do come our way, and that we need to understand that we need the Word of God and be strengthened so that we can be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Let's read this in 1 Corinthians 3:1. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it, and even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy and strife and divisions among you, are you not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am Paul, and another, I am Apollos, are you not carnal? Now I want us to look at this a little bit. The necessity of new birth must come in our heart and life as we become believers and Christians in the Lord Jesus Christ. We see it clearly through Nicodemus. Nicodemus and his search for eternal life, he knew a lot about God. He knew a lot and taught a lot, but he did not know who the Savior was, and he did not know anything about eternal life. Yet our Lord, his startling revelation on this new birth is to come to know Him and know Him personally and make Him known. As we see in John's Gospel, the third chapter, we see the explaining of the new birth to a religious man. Very religious, but did not have a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. And yet God's plan is birth, and God's plan is growth, and God's plan is maturity. And we recognize that immediately in this physical realm, we know that God must be with us through it all. And this was even true of Christ. We see it even in our children. We expect growth and development to take place even in our children. We know that they're not going to have bottles in their mouths all their lives. We know they're not going to have baby formula that they're going to be on all their lives. We see that vitamins must take place to put in their bodies. We see the ultimate care that takes place from a father and a mother. We see the trips to the doctor that takes place that we take our children. So we do know that there is a development. We do know that there is a growth that takes place. But I want to share with you today, but there is also not only the physical part of growth, but there is a spiritual growth that is often neglected and that needs much attention, even unto the conversation, then neglect. Some remain babies for many, many years, and they do not grow. Yet they hear the Word of God. Yet they hear teachings, and yet they hear about the Lord Jesus Christ, but yet again, they're not growing. And so Jesus clearly lets us know that we must grow in grace and that we are to grow and not just sit back and watch everything else that goes on around us, but that we get involved and that we begin to grow in the Lord personally in our hearts and our lives. Yet we see the church at Corinth. We see a catastrophic moment that's going on, as the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3 and 1, because he saw a church that was trying to do the right thing, and yet they begin to get their eyes off of everything else and get their eyes on things of their own self and get their eyes off of the Lord. And they had not grown in the Lord. It's amazing how that when you come to know the Lord Jesus Christ, it is not for us to be saved and satisfied. It's for us to be saved, and then it's for us to grow in the grace of the Lord, that we would become not just spiritual babies, but then we would grow to maturity so that as we get older, we'll be able to understand more, and therefore God will continue to equip us as we open up our hearts and our minds in that way. Yet how can we recognize spiritual infancy? I'm going to share with you a few points today how that we can recognize spiritual infancy. First point today, the spiritual baby is concerned with self rather than service. The spiritual baby is concerned with self rather than service. The time of great rejoicing at birth or salvation, and yet in heaven and in here, snatches from the burning, yet delivered from destruction, so all attention is on him. The same is true with a natural birth. All eyes are on the baby. They're getting accustomed to the attention, pampering the baby, and the results, walking the floor at night after night. A baby is upset over the smallest things, yet some Christians have to be handled with kid gloves. They wear their feelings on their sleeves. They are like bombs, always ready to explode. Even at church, extra nice, but at home, explosive. At church, she's ideal, but at home, she's impossible. At church, he's always praising, but at home, he's pouting. At church, he's Mr. Good, but at home, Mr. Grouch. At church, she's an example, but at home, it becomes a disaster. This becomes the infant in a receiver, not a giver. The spiritual baby explains everything as a receiver, fussing over all rights, and yet not allowing the Holy Spirit to lead them, not allowing God to enter our hearts and our lives. But then guess what? We deal with the flesh as we do every day and not allowing the Holy Spirit to have His way. My second point today is this: the spiritual baby is concerned with arguments rather than action. The spiritual baby is concerned with arguments rather than action. Envy, strife, and divisions are his occupation, is strife. Perhaps the most underestimated sin in our life is strife. And I do know that the enemy is out to kill, steal, and to destroy, but I do know that the Lord Jesus Christ gives us the power to overcome anything that comes our way as long as we give it to the Lord Jesus Christ and that we fully surrender to His Lordship and to know that God is with us every step of the way. It is easy in times for us to easily jump to conclusions and jump to things and begin to move out on certain things that we have not done research on, that sometimes that we have not count the cost. We have not looked into things. And there's times that we have made misjudgments. There are times that we have not used wisdom and we have not used understanding through anything that we deal with in life, and therefore that causes us to be a spiritual baby. We need to be careful and be able to count the cost on anything that we do as believers in Christ Jesus, because our walk is very important with the Lord Jesus Christ. And you and I, as we all will give an account on that day of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's one thing that we have to understand. We must grow from a spiritual baby to a matured adult in saying, Lord, I fully surrender unto you. The Bible lets us know in Galatians 5 and 19, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contention, jealousy, outburst of wrath, self-ambition, dissensions, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, reviles, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Now, God clearly lets us know through the Word of God and lays out the foundation. And we build on the foundation and we build on that so that we don't stay a spiritual baby. We may be at the beginning of being a spiritual baby, but God does not want us to stay a spiritual baby. He wants us to grow just as our babies grow physically. God is wanting us to grow spiritually. In Philippians 1 and 27, only let your conduct be worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that where I come and see you, I'm absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. So here again, the Apostle Paul is saying, as he talks to the church at Philippi, another church besides Corinth, and he lets them know, listen, I'm going to be away, but I want to hear that you're firm in God's word. I want to hear that you're growing. I want to hear that you're not a spiritual baby. I want you to stand firm, steadfast, and be unshakable, unmovable about the workings of the Lord. So he says clearly, understand that you begin to grow out of being a spiritual baby and you're reaching towards the mark of the high prize and the call of Christ Jesus. The Bible lets us know, as Paul says in Philippians 2 and 1, therefore, if there be in any consolation in Christ, if there be any comfort of love, if there be any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affections and mercy, fulfill my joy by being like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and one mind. Let nothing be done through self-ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves. And let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also in the interest of others. The enemy wants us to reflect on ourselves, everything about what I'm going to do, when I'm going to do it, where I'm going to do it, how I'm going to do it. Everything is I. And Jesus clearly lets us know that we're to love the Lord God with all our heart, mind, soul, and spirit, and that we love our neighbor as ourselves. In Colossians 3 and 8, but now you yourselves are to put off all these anger, wrath, and malice, and blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and have put on the new man, who has renewed you in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised, uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercy, kindness, humility, meekness, and long-suffering, bearing with one another, forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you also must do. again, if we're going to move out from being a spiritual baby and we're going to grow in Christ Jesus, we cannot let one of these set us back to stay a spiritual baby. There is growth that must take place. You may say, well, Pastor, why do you have to grow in the Lord? Why can't I be a baby? Well, here's the reason why. If you stay a spiritual baby and you don't grow, then guess what? It stuns your growth physically. If a baby's not growing, there's a problem because other things calculate into other bad things. Well, spiritually, if we're not growing, when the enemy comes against you, when Satan comes against you, you've got to know how to fight against the enemy. And that's why Jesus prepares us and tells us that we must grow out of being a spiritual baby and grow towards the cross, because the cross is where you and I must go, and that we are to look to the cross so that Christ can bring us the information that we need, and that's through His Father, hallelujah, in heaven, and that's what helps us grow, and that we would be prepared to know that when anything comes our way in life, you will know how to handle it. You won't be in a panic mode. You won't be wringing your hand. You won't be shaking your fist at God. God, why are you allowing all this to happen? You will know that God is with you every step of the way. That causes you not to be a spiritual baby, but it causes that you are now maturing in Christ Jesus. I want you to know today in 1 Thessalonians 3:12, Paul says this, and may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you. There again, another church at Thessalonica, he's letting the church know, grow in grace, let it abound, increase in grace. 2 Thessalonians 1:3, we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly and the love of every one of you abounds towards each other, so that we ourselves boast of you among the church of God for your patience and faith in all your persecution and tribulations that you endure. Listen, I want you to know God does not expect you and I to be long rangers. God does not expect us to be long rangers. He does not expect us to fight this battle that we deal with in our life every day by ourselves. He is equipping us by putting on the whole armor of God. And guess what? We not only have God, we not only have Jesus, we only have the Holy Spirit, but we have all three, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that is with us. And when we go before the Lord in prayer, it's not just Jesus, it's not just God, but it is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit that goes before us when we begin to pray unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you ever watched children fight? I remember growing up, my mom and dad would always try to keep me out of fights as you grow up as a kid. And you would try to physically fight and get in a tussle, and my dad would try to break it up, or my mom would try to break it up. But have you ever watched kids fight? They begin to fight with one another because whatever went on between those two, they're fighting because one wants to win over the other, because one thinks one is right and the other one thinks I'm right. And yet it's easier to be part of the faction than to get into the action. You know, I want you to know today, it's easy for us to fight about it. It's easier for us to lash out. It's easier for us to assume. It's for us, and that's the problem a lot of times in our walk with God. We have to be very careful. You can't just assume something's going on. You just can't assume that something was said. You can't just assume of anything and jump to conclusions. A lot of times you have to go into prayer. A lot of times you have to take a step back And I know a lot of times people say, well, Pastor, it's one step forward and three steps back. Well, in a situation that you're looking at and you're looking at the situation, you have to be in prayer and you have to look at it before, because a lot of times we have made wrong moves. A lot of times we have misjudged. A lot of times we have said something that we shouldn't have said. And a lot of times we have to take a look at ourselves and say, wait a minute, let me take a step back on this. It's easier to grumble than to go. It's easier to argue than to act. We think we're making stride by continuing on in our own intellect, our own knowledge, our own ability, and everything that we're doing. But listen, there's nothing of that, because a lot of times we make the wrong decisions and we make bad decisions and decisions that we have to live with. But with that, we must continue to grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. The third thing I want to leave with you today, the spiritual baby looks to people rather than looking to the master. Spiritual baby looks to the people rather than to the master. A lot of times we know very quickly if someone's talking to the Lord or someone's talking to someone else. Or if someone's put something out on social media, it seems like that seems to be the first thing that people like to do this day and time, is to put things out on social media before they talk to the Lord about it. Or they like to go talk with someone else before they talk to the Lord about it. And a lot of times they think they're getting wisdom and they're getting information, and a lot of times they're not getting exactly what they need, because the Lord is the ultimate time that we need to be talking to. We need to be going to the Lord first and foremost, then going to others. A lot of times we get our own wisdom and our own counsel within ourselves, but we need to get our wisdom and counsel from the Lord. We need to talk to the Lord. We need to bring it to the Lord. Paul said this. He says, I am of Paul, the baby's world, the mother, the father, the babysitter. If mother and father do not respond, he despairs and he screams. Yet the spiritual baby looks to the human resource, the person who led him to Christ, the evangelist who preached a special sermon. Yet many miles to hear a singer, a preacher, a program, but can't get even an evening service or even get to a prayer meeting. You know, there are times that we're not serving the Lord because of mom and dad. We're not serving the Lord because of a person or because of this or because of that. We're serving the Lord because the Lord has come to save us, and therefore we are a servant unto the Lord. We are a disciple unto the Lord. Because our father and our mother cannot save you. Your mom and dad cannot save you. Your family and your friends cannot save you. Only Jesus Christ can save you from any situation, of any circumstance that comes your way. I know that as we grow in the Lord, we mature in the Lord. We don't regress, but we progress. We move forward. We don't look at the things that's behind us. Paul says, I press on to a higher calling in Christ Jesus. I don't look back at the past. Why? Why did he want to look back at his past? Because there were things that he had done. He had persecuted the church. He was the killer of the church. And he did not want to look, and he was not worthy to be of Christ. He was not worthy to be of the man that he was, but Jesus Christ saved him, and he grew from a spiritual baby that he was, and he matured in Christ Jesus step by step. What does the spiritual baby need? The spiritual baby needs this. First, he needs to look to Christ. Second, to begin to build. Let building begin to take place. And three, to remember the judgment seat of Christ. To look to Christ, to begin building, and to remember the judgment seat of Christ. Every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and all of us, including your pastor, will give an account on that day with everything that we do. I don't know about you, but I don't want God to let me know that I was a spiritual baby or I was a spiritual pastor. Baby, pastor, that is a baby. I want to show that the Lord, that I've matured in His Word over the years. You know, I wouldn't want that to be said to any of us. But we are to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it time that we grow up in the Lord? Because God doesn't want us to stay where we're at. God does not want you to stay where you're at. God does not want you to be in a position that you're in now. He wants you to grow. He wants the roots to go deep in your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor, how can the roots get deep in my relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, we first have to stay in the Word. We first have to stay in prayer. We've got to communicate with the Lord. It is easy for us to go on the assumptions, to make decisions immediately on firsthand before we talk it over with the Lord. And there are times that we, as believers, need to understand that God is wanting us to talk it over with Him first before we make any decision in our life. You say, well, Pastor, I only bother Him when it's big things. Or small, you know, big things. I can handle the small things. No, God wants to be in the small things as well as the big things. God wants to be in your relationship, and He wants a relationship with you, and He wants to be in the middle, and He is in the eye of your storm. He is wanting to be in the middle of everything that you do. But the question is, are you going to allow it? Are you going to allow Him? You know, are you going to let God be God in your life? Are you going to pick and choose? You see, we can't, as Christians, we can't do what God has called us to do if we're going to pick and choose what we want God to do and what we don't want God to do. God is Lord of all. If God is not Lord of all, He's not Lord at all. He is God of everything because He knows everything. He sees everything. There's nothing that is a surprise. I've always said there's no surprise to God than anything that happens to you and I in our life. There's no surprise. Because whatever happens in your life, He was already there. He got there before you got there. He was just waiting for you to get there. He was already there. Because that's what God is. God is. And God will. And He will be a sustainer to you and I today. Stand with me across the building today. Knowing God and making God known is a great commission that God calls you and I to do, to be, and that we will continue to be a soldier for the Lord with the full armor of God being on us at all times. And I want to pray today, every head bowed and every eye closed. Dear Heavenly Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Lord, we come before You right